Merci, Madame le Conseil.
Thank you very much, Madam Minister. As the head of delegation stated in her introductory statement, the Principality does not envisage a possibility of decriminalizing insults to the sovereign family, or these crimes are under Articles 58 and 60 of the Criminal Code. I would specify that in the particular institutional context in Monaco, we must really look after our reputation, and the prince and the members of his family are protected in criminal law if the crimes are found to have taken place through our court system. The Monaco authorities deal with these questions whilst balancing the freedom of the media and the protection of the private life of any individual. In particular, in this case, the members of the royal family, the prince's family, have every right to have their private life and moral integrity respected. I recall that no crimes for insult against the prince have occurred during political debate. Very few infractions have been found under these provisions over recent years. Most of them were offences which took place together with other offences, so threats, rebellion, or damage to public infrastructure. I should also mention the general instruction on criminal policy from the head of the legal services sent to the prosecutor's office on these offences. This instruction recalls that it should be applied in strict respect of Article 10 of the Article 19 of the Convention of the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and should only concern insults against the prince and his family, and should not interfere with freedom of expression and debate under the context of the European Court of Human Rights.